Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your eternal presence with us, Father God. And thank you that you can we just keep us in perfect peace, Father God, as we walk conscious of you, Father God. Thank you for the greatness of the understanding that you all over, you know all things, and you're all powerful, and you love us with a divine love and a divine purpose. So thank you, Lord, for your divine love and divine purpose and inspiration on our lives this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're finishing off 1 Thessalonians 3, the chapter, and then we're going on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
Now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord guide our steps to you by removing the obstacles that stand in our way. And may the Lord cause you to increase and excel and overflow in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may strengthen and establish your hearts without blame in holiness in the sight of our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints, God's people. Finally, believers, we ask and admonish you in the Lord Jesus that you follow the instructions that you received from us about how you ought to walk and please God, just as you are actually doing, and that you excel even more and more, pursuing a life of purpose and living in a way that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. For you know what commandments and precepts we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We just see, you know, the inspiration and the beauty that it is that we receive and what we have when we're walking in tune with the Lord and we're walking conscious of him. We need to remember at one time we were out there in darkness, powers and principalities of darkness around us, walking in bad company. And we know what that produced. That produced a life of futility. Think of that scripture. There's a scripture, we gloried in our shame. There's it. We were glorying in our shame in all the wrong things. But praise God, God's love met us. God's love called us. And God's love got us to that place of surrender and commitment to this marriage, to being born again, to being in the vine, branches of the Lord that walk conscious of him, because we let his word abide in us, and then we desire rightly, we think rightly, we speak rightly, and it's so that divine inspiration that is with us at all times, that's what we always hold on to. And it's in that, when our mind goes away from him, that's where our attitudes and our actions can bring forth wrong things. But he has our mind is set on him, and knowing that he's all over, all knowing, all powerful, and he loves us and he's with us, we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So that's our calling, guys, to walk conscious of this great family, this great kingdom that we've come to, this great testimonies of brothers and sisters and family that's gone before us, that has all been lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. And we are a part of that family now, and we stay a part of that family by just being in tune, keeping our mind on the Lord and his goodness. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, and God has called you into this mighty, beautiful fellowship. In Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord, that we can excel even more and more, pursuing a life of purpose and living in a way that expresses our gratitude to you for our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.